Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological summary follow-up report dated April 9, 2025. It is on tab M. Spangler, S-P-A-N-G-L-E-R. This follows the letterhead of January 18, 2025. His address is 2987 Goldman, Chico, California, 95973, 530-686-1086. ID is XXX-XXX-3124. License ID number N3265315, date of birth 4/26/1957. He's a single retired man. Insurance is Medicare/United World Life. It's addressed to Joan Marie Gorey, G-O-R-I, Hardery, H-A-R-T-E-R, M-D, Family Medicine, Adventist Health, Skyway, RHC, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969-5824. Phone is parentheses 530 and parentheses 872-2000. Fax 530-332-1049. Dear Dr. Harder and professional colleagues, and this is dated April 9, 2025. Tab Spangler returned today for reevaluation with the results of his more recent testing. New paragraph, as you may remember, he was referred here with complaints of dizziness and ataxia while taking a number of medications. There is a medication list 1 through 14 on that page. He presented with complaints of nystagmus, ataxia, near falls. New paragraph, he completed dementia complex testing at the Halo Imaging Center. New paragraph. His most recent diagnostic testing showed abnormal static and ambulatory EEG reports with right frontotemporal and left frontotemporal to generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity consistent with electrographic seizures, period. He obtained additional Q-EEG studies showing a slow focus of the delta and slow alpha bands in the left frontotemporal regions with occasional sharp dash slow features in the left temporal regions, period. The study showed excessive amounts of muscle tension, more on the left, and frontotemporal slowing consistent with a history of brain fog and short-term memory problems. New paragraph, his laboratory testing showed evidence of nutritional absence of vitamin B3 and vitamin B5, for which he was initiated on therapeutic supplementation, period. He was initiated on Keppra with adjusted dosages over a period of time to 1,000 milligrams BID. Subparagraph, by his report, this has substantially reduced his brain fog and improved his cognitive performance over a period of time. New paragraph. Additional imaging studies, including high-resolution brain MRI, did not disclose additional degenerative changes other than commonly found ischemic findings, period. New paragraph. He also completed laboratory testing for dementia analysis, which showed one or two isolated biomarker risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, a complementary amyloid PET brain CT imaging study at the Halo Imaging Center was within normal limits, period. New paragraph, the remainder of his laboratory testing was not disclosing, new paragraph, in consideration of his presentation with elevated findings of 5-HIAA, 24-hour urine laboratory testing with negative chromogranin values, I am going to refer him for an endocrinology evaluation since this may represent the features of a metabolic disorder caused by a small tumor. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation in approximately 3 months as we refer him to UC Davis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.